Good morning. I feel like we're in my Sunday school class, and we're going to have to keep an eye on Bob. But we're to just a few of us, because as we know, many people are at annual conference, and we're going to have a different worship today. We don't have a speaker. We have a worship that includes readings and reflections, and we're going to have them spoken by myself and Debbie and Mark, and these are written by Jan Burkett. Are there other announcements we have to share today?
I always have an announcement. I just wanted to highlight that we are resuming Faith Formation Hour for the summer. It's going to be a little bit different than during the regular year. We're going to have an intergenerational time right after worship. We're going to try to focus on some mission-oriented things. And yes, we are small today, but I do hope some of you will come down. We are going to make handmade and handwritten cards for the summer staff at Shepherd Spring. When I sent the email to the Shepherd Spring office, they were very excited, so much so they like sent out our request to like a bunch of people on staff. I got 5 responses. So the expectation now is high that we will have some really nice cards to send. We have 11 staff members, so I do hope that some of you will come down. I'm sure we won't spend the whole hour there, but if you could come down and share some time with us creating something that's uplifting for the staff. Our own Tim Hollenberg Duffy was one of the people who replied to us, so there's a little pressure on us, so make sure you guys come down and help. There are materials downstairs and some ideas and Bible verses and things, so if you're not feeling particularly creative, don't worry, I got you covered. And you'll notice in the bulletin that there are things for July laid out, so you can take a look at those things and plan accordingly to be here with us for Faith Formation Hour. They are for the whole church family, not just for children.
All right, I also have in the bulletin, there's the notice about the grief support group, and that will be this Tuesday. So if you haven't RSVP'd, please let the office know that you'll be interested in coming to that. I also know that we're working towards our vacation Bible school, which I'm surprised Debbie didn't mention, but we do have opportunities if anyone is available to serve a couple of days with us. And the donation item sign-up is outside. All right. So we may be few of us that are gathered here today, but there are many brethren gathered in Greensboro this week and this morning. The Church of the Brethren stands at a crossroads. Recent decades have defined a paralyzing conflict. And in response to this ongoing conflict, at the 2017 annual conference, the delegate body affirmed a report from the leadership team and the Council of District Executives regarding the authority of annual conference and districts regarding the accountability of ministers, congregations, and districts. So this report concluded with this assertion: we need to stay on this journey together. It is also crucial that the church discern a compelling vision. So this week they talked a lot about compelling vision group, if you were following along on any of the social media. And that this, we are to discern the compelling vision that this body of Christ is called to pursue. And this continues this whole week. And a lot of what we have in our materials this morning reflect this compelling vision work that they're doing. And our call to worship comes directly from the website as well. Proclaim Christ, reclaim passion. Let us proclaim the one in whom we live and move and have our beginning, the one who stands the center of our life together, Jesus the Christ. As we together proclaim Christ, may we reclaim passion for him, our divine teacher, Savior, and Redeemer, and Lord and King. May we reclaim passion for our life together as gathered believers, our Church of the Brethren, and return to our first love, his bride, the Church. Proclaim The proclamation of Christ brings the message of a new creation through a daily dying to ourselves and living for him who died for us. When God's Spirit is at work in us, seeds are produced for ongoing transformation, yielding fresh blossoms of passion for the kingdom throughout our lives. May we each embrace Christ's transformation personally and open our spirits for how we are called to be transformed as his church in today's world. Please join me for the prayer. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. As we enter into these conversations in this worship, open our minds and our hearts to one another and to your guidance as we seek to discern who you would have us to be. Would you have us do to move forward in the future? Follow your example. May we be gentle with one another. May we share with honesty and integrity. May we listen with compassion. May we seek understanding, and may we grow together as your body. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Amen.
So, children of all ages, I guess that's you guys. And since I have all these visual aids today, I decided I would talk for a minute anyhow. So, from the circus, this is the route book from the summer of 1975 when I worked for the circus. And It lists where the circus was every day, so we'd know the next day or on the a month away, we'd know where to go. Tell our parents to come visit us in Front Royal when we were there or whatever. But that didn't just happen. Somebody had to plan that. And so the planners that put all this together, because you couldn't have a show in Texas one night and a show in Virginia the next, and then back in Texas the next day, it didn't work. So they used, some of you younger people may not know what this is, they used a map of the country to that has all the roads in it, and looks a lot like my eyes at times. Anyway, so they took this map and they figured out a way for the circus to go day to day so that we get to the towns in order and find its way to the people. So today we have people at annual conference that are meeting to kind of find a way for the church to proceed. We have people that represent congregations from all over the world, and so it's a big map. But really the map that they follow to build the route is this one. And so it's very similar to how the circus worked. Study the map, figure out what the path is, and then go back to the map to find your way. Say a prayer with me. Dear God, thank you for maps of all types, and especially for your map. May we follow it to find the right path. Amen.
Our first scripture this morning is from the New Testament. You can find it on page 181 in the Pew Bible in the New Testament section. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 to 21. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So, we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Our first reflection today is entitled Proclaim Hope. Proclaim Christ as hope, reclaim our future. We're now in the third decade of the third millennium since Jesus Christ walked the earth. Our lives seem to have escalated from hectic to frantic. Sometimes it feels like we're on a treadmill. No time for anything except running from one obligation or activity to the next. We think our circumstances must change before our lives can become meaningful or as we would like them to be. The thing to remember is that Christ offers us the same hope as we drive along the highways that he offered the travelers on the dusty roads of Israel. To proclaim Christ as hope is the first step in getting off of our treadmills. Proclaiming Christ as hope opens our minds and our hearts to the new options and opportunities. We proclaim Christ as hope with our actions. When we care for others through the Committee for Helping Others show, or through our Oak Jordan Partners in Learning, OPAL, we are proclaiming Christ. By sharing our resources and by worshiping and working together, but it is also necessary to proclaim Christ as hope with our words to ourselves and to others. When we proclaim Christ as hope to ourselves with our words, we are strengthened and encouraged. We proclaim Christ as hope to others, and it lifts their spirits, and it binds us together through the Holy Spirit. When we bring our joys and concerns from our community here to church, we are proclaiming Christ as hope to our community members. And the Holy Spirit invites us to share that hope, and through our prayers, reclaim a better future for them. The apostles proclaimed Christ as hope and changed the world. If we proclaim Christ as hope, we can reclaim the future for mankind. Our invitation for offering is a poem that I found online, but I really felt the message written in this poem. Here's what I believe. I believe night always gives way to the dawn. I believe war always gives way to peace. I believe death is always shattered by life. Here's what I believe. I believe God is doing a new thing. Every minute of every day, God is at work, around us and within us. For the homeless, a place to live. For the hungry, a feast. For the thirsty, a cup of cold, clean water that runneth over. For the weary, rest. For the lonely, a friend. For the sick, healing and wholeness. Here's what I believe. Every minute of every day, God is making all things new, giving and giving and giving again. And you are called, we are called, to be a part of God's work of generosity. You are called to give, to surrender your time, your talent, and your treasure to this God work of making all things new. You are called to give. We are called to give. This morning offering will now be given and received.
Thank you.
Loving God, with this money, make a whole new world. With these gifts, help make real what your prophets declare, that mourning and crying and pain will be no more. With these people, help make the world where everyone is loved, a world where justice and compassion roll down like a mighty stream, a world where everyone has warm food, cool water, health care, and friends. A world where death is no more, where mourning and crying and pain are no more. Do it now, God, in the name of your Son, our sweet Savior, Jesus Christ. And the people of God said, Amen.
I want to do what's right, so I need God's light shining down on me so I can see. I must learn His way so I'll never stray. Let the light shine down on me. Let the light shine down, let the light shine down, let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn, there's some bridges I must burn, there's a light shine down on me. Those that follow Him, eternal life shall win. He died to set us free. If you trust and believe, His blessings you'll receive. Let the light shine down on me. Let the light shine down, let the light shine down, let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn, there's some bridges I must burn. Let the light shine down on me. I have heard folks say that there will come a day when you'll cry for the rocks to fall. World's in darkness now, we need the light somehow. Let the light shine down on us all. Let the light shine down, let the light shine down, let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn, there's some bridges I must burn. Let the light shine down on me. There's a lesson I must learn, there's some bridges I must burn. Let the light shine down on me.
The next scripture is from John 15, John 15. It can be found in the New Testament section of your Pew Bibles on page 109. I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, which is a little bit different, but pretty close. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
This reflection is proclaim Christ as love, reclaiming our relationships. Being a Christian isn't a solitary experience. Relationship with others are often complex and risky. Finding patience for others when we don't all see things from the same perspective is frustrating and sometimes irritating. If you're a hermit, nobody is around to irritate you or point out your flaws. Sometimes relationships just seem too hard. Yet, still, Jesus challenges us to love others as he loved us. Perhaps a good starting place is to proclaim Christ as love. The Bible tells so many stories of Christ and his love. His humble birth in a stable brings joy and love to the world every Christmas. His miracles of healing demonstrate that a love is a source of power. His words of guidance teach us what is worthy of our attention and what is better avoided or disregarded. His death and resurrection on the cross enabled the forgiveness of our sins and the redemption of our souls. Proclaiming Christ as love requires us to face down our own shortcomings, impatience, arrogance, self-centeredness, self-interest, haste, perfectionism, a tendency toward conflict. Christ asks, "Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye but do not notice the log in your own eye?" Last week, I shared a reflection on that scripture, and it bears repeating. If I have removed a log from my own eye, only to see more clearly the speck in my neighbor's eyes, then I have no clarity of vision. For if my vision were clear, that would not enable me to see the neighbor's sins more clearly, but the vast need of compassion, companionship, and love that others have in their eyes and in their lives. Proclaiming Christ as love makes it possible for us not only to reclaim our relationships, but to improve and deepen them. To feel another's pain, to share joy with someone else, to work and play together, are ways we share his love. And when we recognize Christ as God's gift of love to us, how can we share such an amazing gift with others?
So now we have our time where we share our joys and concerns. Do we have any that we'd like to share today?
At the risk of getting angry eyebrows from my husband, I want to share that I'm thankful for him today. There's many things that he does that I'm not sure everybody else knows that he does, but this week in particular, he's been very supportive and helpful to us as a church and as me as an individual. He helped to make sure that the furniture got removed from the children's church room so that it could be, the floors could be done, and he's working to get that furniture back in. He spent his day yesterday making stands for the Bible school banners that will be used to decorate Vacation Bible School. And we are enjoying his music today when we thought there would be none. So I'm especially thankful for Scott, and I hope that you are too.
I will share that we should hold up all of our delegates in the annual conference today as they're moving forward with their business and closing up everything that they've been working on as they provide a vision for us moving forward. I'd also like to request that we pray for Tim and Audrey as they're making the transition from their previous congregation to join us here soon. And pray for our church to be prepared to receive them. We have a time now for a quiet confession. We'll take a few moments to silently reflect and lift up our prayers and meditate on the reflections we've heard so far. And I would like to conclude this with a communal prayer in a few moments. Dear Lord, thank you for having brought us here together today to share our worship and to share our love of you together. Thank you for Scott and his help with the music, for all he does to support our church. Thank you, Lord, for our delegates. Please hold them up and give them the right words. Please continue to reveal to them what you're wanting for the future of our church. Today, we're confessing Jesus Christ as teacher, redeemer, and Lord. We desire to serve him by proclaiming, professing, and walking in his way together, bringing his peace to our broken world. Join us in reclaiming a new passion for Christ and helping set a course for our future as the Church of the Brethren, serving him in our communities and in the world. In Christ's name, amen. For our last scripture reading, we have John 14, verses 1 through 3. It's in the Pew Bible on page 108. Jesus, the way to the Father. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have not told you to go and that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I come again and will take you to myself so that you are where I am, there you may also be.
So the third meditation that Sister Jan has prepared for us is entitled Proclaim Christ as Savior, Reclaim Peace. Proclaiming Christ as Savior is a difficult challenge for a Christian. It means admitting that you need help in the world that values power, self-sufficiency, and independence. But what a grace it is to be able to admit just that. We need a Savior. We can't do it all ourselves, and we don't have all the answers. There's a word for it: humility. And while we all pay lip service to it, it's not high on the list of, as Jan puts it, qualities of successful executives. And don't we all strive to be a successful executive in what we do? Proclaiming Christ as Savior puts us in our proper place. Each of us is just one speck of humanity in a dynamic world of wants, fears, possibilities, gains, and losses. But when we proclaim Christ as Savior, we have identified the problem and the solution at the same time. We have a source of unending hope and love. We are part of God's marvelous creation, connected to that great Creator by our relationship to His Son, our Savior. And by that relationship, we can reclaim peace. There's a peace in understanding the purpose and processes of life, in growing and sharing with others, and in facing the end of our days with courage. There's a peace in leaving a legacy of love and goodness behind. Each of us have inherited that legacy from our parents and grandparents, and will pass it down to our children and grandchildren because we proclaim Christ as our Savior.
Bless you and keep you, and make His face to shine upon you. and give you peace. Amen.
Your mic.